Welcome to another episode of The Bunker. America, hey, 2020 happy, continues.
Yeah, but 2021 has got me feeling kind of crappy. Yeah, it's true.
Woo!
There's a pandemic and a coup.
It's fine.
Other things too. This January, my dear wife and I were thinking we would start living more healthy and would totally quit drinking. Then week one, we had a dang insurrection.
I mean,
and we were done.
6 days, that's all we lasted.
Oh, this year is killing me. We failed a dry January.
It won't open.
So much for being healthy. Oh no, this year is killing me.
Been a week.
Yep, sure has. Oh boy. Hey there, America, we're really far from rosy. I've just spent 4 hours Googling the guy who stole Pelosi's podium.
This guy?
Guess what? Turns out that he's from Bradenton.
I mean, Parrish?
That's where she is from.
Florida, you are killing me!
And what? She's stressed out now from doom scrolling on her phone, and she can't deal, and so she's in her room watching Bridgerton alone. Been there since 4.
I mean,
guess that she can't take it anymore.
Episode 6.
Why'd you lock the door?
First 15 minutes, you guys.
Oh, this year is killing me. Yeah, no productivity. Last night, she was up till 3, just watching her TikTok feed.
I sent you 36 videos to watch. Did you watch them?
Hospital beds full and people, they cannot get treatment. I was making my son waffles and he asked about impeachment. What to say? Here's the thing. I don't really understand it anyway.
A lot of rules.
But they filed for it today. Hey there, America, I feel like we're in denial. The vaccine is going slow. I'm running out of things to stream. I watch so much. Also, Netflix dropped The Office. Yeah, that sucks.
Read the room, guys. Yeah. Now? Are you doing that now?
I have to buy Peacock. It's $5. These monthly fees are going up. They are piling up like Disney, Hulu, HBO Max.
I mean, but we don't leave the house, so I guess
there's
that.
Oh, this year is killing me, and we're still in January. And it's inevitable that my kids are going back to virtual.
Oh, yeah, COVID.
Back to virtual.
Keep at it.
Virtual, they will be here all the time.
All the time.
Screaming at each other.
It's gonna be awesome.
From the room apart.
It's fine.
And they get no exercise.
I swear, sometimes I think people are living in their own little world, you know? They don't believe that there's the COVID's out there, and they don't believe that the election went the way it did, and it's just crazy. You know what I believe in? I believe in if we keep talking about it and keep asking, the city will give up 20 acres for hoop houses.
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Rascal Puff, and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes faces would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
Yeah, maybe I'm living in a dream world too. Sometimes I think about just buying a nice sailboat and sailing away.
Crystal clear ocean to ride on the crest of a wild raging storm, to work in the service of life and the living in search of the answers to questions unknown, to be part of the movement, part of the growing, part of beginning to understand. Bring us beside you, light up the darkness and show us the way. For though we are strangers in your silent world, to live on the land we must learn from the sea. To be true as the tide, and free as a wind swell, joyful and loving in letting it be.
blows me away how we got to this point in life. I mean, I never saw this coming. Always felt that maybe one day we'll be able to live like they do on Star Trek, you know? Everything's free and everybody's taking care of each other, no money, and everybody's happy. But boy, I just don't see it happen, because right now, it's a dog-eat-dog world. Hey, back to the hoop houses. You know, I think if you apply a little pressure to our city folks, maybe we can get them done. Really noticed that things just haven't changed by some of the songs I play. I play songs from back in the 60s and stuff on some of my shows, and oh my gosh, the same thing that they were singing about and complaining about and wanting change back then is still going on right now. I think some people think that's just the way it is.
passed a law in 64 to give those who ain't got a little more. But it only goes so far. There's a law don't change another's mind when all it sees at the hiring time is the line on the carbine. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. It is, it is, it is.
It's time once again, dear friends, to award our flying fickle finger of fate.
And who gets it this week?
The 538 members of the Electoral College. Now, as you may or may not know, our next president will be the candidate who receives a majority.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Now, I want you to pay attention. Should neither Mr. Nixon nor Mr. Humphrey receive a majority, the election would then be thrown into the House of Representatives, who would decide among themselves who will be the next president.
Is this going to take much longer?
No, not very much. Now, let's say the George Wallace carries only Rhode Island this year.
Blow in their ears, they'll vote for anybody.
Rhode Island, the smallest state with 4 electoral votes. Let's say that Mr. Nixon and Mr. Humphrey tie.
Fascinating, Dr. Zargoff. You go on.
I intend. The election would then be thrown into the House of Representatives.
So what?
So what? Well, that simply means they could then elect George Wallace our next president.
Oh-ho! Let's give it to the Electoral College.
That's what we intend to do. Goldie, bring in the award, please.
Buenos dias, La Cienega, and tacos.
What's that, Goldie?
Well, I'm just practicing my Spanish.
Oh, you going to Berlitz?
No, but, George Wallace gets elected on 4 votes, I'm moving to Argentina.
Electoral College, you've got this coming to you.
All right, thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the music. I'm going to leave you with Al Yankovic.
Welcome.
Take it away, Al.
Our first presidential debate. Our first question in the key of G sharp minor is Scoo doo doo dit dooey din bibba da baba da boo baba doo dit. I'm so sorry. 2020's a raging hellscape. Any ideas on how to stop a worldwide plague?
We should be providing people the help they need. He knew back in February it was a deadly disease. What did he do? He's on tape acknowledging he knew.
Really?
He waited and waited and waited, and he didn't even tell you.
President Trump did a phenomenal job. People said that.
Well,
we got the gowns, we made the ventilators, we got the masks. I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. The biggest mask I've ever seen. The biggest mask I've ever seen.
Will we ever get back all the jobs we lost? Or should we set up 11 million Etsy shops?
My economic plan would create $1 trillion in economic growth.
He has no intention of making it better for you all at home.
I brought back football. It was me, me.
What?
Big Ten football, and I'm very happy.
Who's it gonna be?
They wanna take out the cows
in the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
He said he could inject some bleach. They cheat.
If the Supreme Court is truly supreme, where's the guac, ground beef, and sour cream?
The American people have a right to say who's the Supreme Court nominee.
Our biggest inducers are from Notre Dame. We have a phenomenal nominee.
I ran out of questions, but still got a while. It's time to drop some bars. Let's see how you freestyle.
In Europe, they live, they have forest cities, they call forest cities, it's a forest city.
You know, he talks about the art of the deal, China's perfected the art of the steal.
Bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things.
He's just afraid of the
left. Stand back and stand by.
But he said there were very fine people on both sides. He said maybe we should drop a nuclear weapon on hurricanes.
The cars have computers all over the place.
Who's it gonna be?
They wanna take out the cows,
in the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
Keep yapping, man.
The people don't understand.
He doesn't have a plan.
Exploding trees, COVID-19, hurricanes with names past the letter Z. Conspiracy theories about vaccines. Murder hornets coming from across the sea. Too many memes about World War III. Can't tell what's hell or reality. Earthquakes ruining my whole week. Cause I dropped my keys in the crack between the cup holder and my car seat. Who's it gonna be?
They wanna take out the cows
in the West Wing.
Now here's the deal. He has no idea what he's talking about.
We're living in the apocalypse. I'm begging you to put a stop to this, pretty please.
He said he could inject some bleach. They cheat.
Who's it gonna be?
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
If you'll excuse me, the murder hornets come on at midnight, so I've got to go home and seal the